Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Sorry that I don't have my usual music today. I am still traveling and the music is still packed somewhere. And if you have been one of those people that's been on a leg of my tour, then you know exactly what I'm talking about because you helped me pack the car, unload it and pack it. But tonight, what we're going to do is there are several people that were excited about their results, and so we're going to allow those people to call in and just kind of speak about what the Quantum Vortex Gathering experience has done for them. And before we get into that, I want to thank all of the people who hosted these parties. And we started out in Phoenix with the UFO group, and that was with Cynthia and quite a few people. Can't mention all their names because I don't remember them offhand. Have to look at the list. Okay, then we went on to Colorado Springs to Mary Lee and Joe's house, and they have crystal skulls. Some of them are 14,000 years old. That was really interesting. Got some fascinating photos on that. Then we went to Chicago and went to Christine's house, and she's a reader and has some incredible stuff going on there. She's right on a vortex, as is Cynthia in Phoenix. And so we've got Christine and Jeannie and Eric that set that whole thing up, had a great group there. We got tons of pictures of orbs and things, lots of magnetic resonance stuff. People have just been wowed by those photos, so those were pretty cool things. Then we went on to Cleveland area. And that was with Marjorie and John and that group. And that was just amazing, too. Had lots of love flowing there. Kind of blew some people's minds. That was interesting. And let's see, what else did we do? Then we went to New York and did the lecture. And that got all screwed up. So for those of you who went to the New Life Expo, and we did have a few people there, that was great to see you guys, the Paradigm crowd, you know, and some people who were interested in quantum physics, and unfortunately they put on there that I was teaching a workshop, which was not what happened. That was just a lecture. The workshop's 3 hours, the lecture's an hour. So they just kind of got all that mixed up, and then we didn't have the PowerPoint presentation, so there was at the last minute running out to do all these transparencies. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, it went off, and you know, hopefully got some information out there. For those of you that have heard me speak before about what I was going to speak about, yes, I did talk about how vital it is for people to get it all together now and how important it is. And, you know, I probably said a few things that could have got me in some deep trouble. But basically, it's the truth. You know, this is the time when the truth has to come out. This is so vitally important. Everybody has to get to that part where they do their part. And I keep harping on that because it's so important. If you had any idea how important your little part is in all of this, you would be amazed. Even the humblest of people, even the ones who think they have nothing, you've got an important part. And, you know, along the way, we've been staying, Madeline and I have been staying in the homes of those who have hosted us. And you guys, I don't, from the bottom of my heart, I have to thank you. You went way above and beyond. And I mean, every place that we went, everybody was like, what can we get you? What can we do for you? You know, here, you know, let's make this more comfortable. And I mean, bless her heart, Christine even gave up her bed just so that Madeline and I could actually sleep on something nice. So Christine, bless you. Thank you so much. And, just, I mean, amazing people. We also stayed in New York with a lady who is an incredible healer and didn't do the vortex thing there. There just wasn't any room to set it up, but we may get something going, you know, later on this week. We have to go back to New York to do the workshop and you know, we'll see what goes on from there, but we're planning on doing a couple more of the vortex gatherings in New York. And all I can say is, you know, I am heartened by the caliber of the people who are getting involved in this. And you guys, if I could even show you a tenth of the love that I feel for you, you'd be bawling, you know? I mean, I really do appreciate everything that all of you have done. I so appreciate that you stepped up to the plate. You know, I don't know how to explain to the other people what you did, because what you did went beyond anything that people would have expected. You connected in a way that most people can't even understand and had no idea existed. And every time we did a vortex gathering, even if people didn't quite get it, they still connected. And the people that came there with the excitement and the love in their hearts, man, they really connected. And what I'm talking about connecting to is that higher consciousness grid. You know, some call it the Christ consciousness grid. Gosh, I can't remember the name for the other. There's a couple different names that they have for it. But basically, it's a connection that's so deep and so incredibly important, because you're connecting not only to the higher consciousness, but you're connecting to all the other parts of creation at the same time. And so I'm very grateful for everybody that was a part of that so far, and we're looking forward to doing more. We're going to be going down the eastern seaboard and down into Florida and, you know, through Texas and all that kind of stuff on our way back, but we don't have a schedule for that yet. We've just been too busy trying to get to New York. So anybody out there who's on the New York and Pennsylvania and down the eastern seaboard leg, you know, if you want to schedule a party, you can go ahead and give us a call. We have a couple numbers. The 800 number that's on the website, you can leave us a message. And that number is 888-977-5898. And you can just get on my website to find that if you didn't catch that. Excuse me. And then the other number, of course, well, there's a couple numbers up there, but that's the easiest one because it's, you know, toll-free. Basically, what we're doing with these vortex gatherings is we get 10 or more people together, and we set up all of the projectors. So that's 8 projectors. We set them up in a particular geometric pattern. Then we hit them with lasers. So we have many lasers. We've got, I think we have 11 lasers on these things. We're creating geometric patterns with the lasers, and it kind of makes a nice little pattern on the ceiling. Now, the thing that was really interesting is that each place that we went, we had some phenomena that we did capture on photos. Some of the photos are on the Quantum Vortex Gathering blog site, and some of them we haven't put up yet, and some we still have to obtain. So let me start with the Colorado one. Or no, let me start with the Phoenix one. We did that one outside, which we're not going to do again. It was way too scattered. You know, people sat too far away, and we kind of need a closeness for this. So on the one that we did in Phoenix, we had quite a few orbs that showed up. And that one, Cynthia's backyard backed up onto the Superstition Mountains. And so she was right on a vortex also that ran right through the house and into her bedroom. So we were outside on the vortex, and what we got was photographs of a vortex line, which was interesting. And so we had 2 of the sets of projectors set up on that. We got tons of orbs. I haven't looked at the blog site yet, so I don't know if that's on there yet, but Madeline's been diligently working at posting this stuff. The next thing that we got when we went to Colorado Springs, and we're at Mary Lee and Joe's house, where they have the crystal skulls, and they sell beautiful crystals and wands and things like that. It was awesome. Anyway, they had these 2 14,000-year-old skulls that they brought out. Then there's a carver there who does these incredible carvings. It takes him 2 years to carve a crystal skull. And the ones that he's done recently have fully movable jaws, and the teeth are just perfect. Beautiful, beautiful work. And so we had all these skulls sitting there. That was quite interesting. But the most interesting thing to me, you know, beyond the usual vortex gathering thing, the most interesting thing was a photograph. Madeline's in one side of it, and she is actually transparent from the waist down. And all of the light behind her is gold and kind of pinky orangey and purple, as if the film was bad. Now, this is digital camera. And to her left, or the right of the picture, there are several lightning bolts coming down from the ceiling and a huge, brilliant white ball of light. Now, I haven't had time to really examine that. I'm still waiting to get it. But it was quite fascinating to see that. And, you know, we kind of all stood around and went, wow, look at that. Can I explain it? No. I'm not going to attempt to. But just know that this kind of stuff can happen. We had, at that time, we also had my friend Misa, who sings the intro and the exit music that I use, Awaken the Dream. She is a Cherokee sound medicine healer, and she lives in that area, so we invited her along. And she came in, and she actually toned, and that really caused some changes, especially with the ancient crystal skulls. And here she is doing, you know, ancient sound medicine healing chants and tones. So that was quite interesting. We had quite a few people that were moved with that. There were cats around. There were four cats there, and they just loved it. And as we were setting up and you know, going through a few of the things, the cats would not leave us alone. They were laying all over us and wanting to be held and all kinds of stuff. It was really funny. So that was Colorado Springs. So then we went on to Chicago, and Christine had set up the entire basement. Christine and Jeannie and Eric just worked their buns off and set up the entire basement just so we could have this group in there. And again, I have to thank you guys. I didn't thank you enough when I was there, and I apologize for that. But between, you know, getting sensitized to the, I don't think I'd do well in Chicago, but it's a lovely city. But getting sensitized to the environment and all that kind of stuff, you know, it just, I really was not adequately appreciating you. So I apologize for that. And just know that, you know, from my heart, I love you guys. And thank you so much for everything that you did. And we had fun with the cats there, too. And that was interesting. All the cats, by the way, that we have experienced on this tour have been so loving, so incredible. You would never think the cats would be this way. And so Christine has these two love bug kitties that were hanging out all the time also, and they came and slept with us. And you know, it just was really interesting. Christine also has biomats that she's a distributor of, and both Madeline and I were not feeling really well, so we got a turn on the biomat, so that was a lot of fun. Thank you for that. And, you know, just a little work there and got to know people. And, you know, and again, I am just so amazed by the caliber of the people. And when we get to share, when we're doing these things, you know, afterwards, after we do the whole ceremony and let people have, you know, some time in the beam, it's interesting to hear what people say. And that group was not shy, which was really cool. You know, we got to really get a different aspect for what happens to different people as they're going through different things. And, you know, gives hope to the other people that are there. And I know that some of the things that were said are going to be remembered forever because it was just such a profound thing. And we got some incredible pictures from that. In fact, one of them, I believe, is on the blog site, that has some little squiggles over the head and squiggles on the walls and things like that. They look kind of like Hebrew fire letters, I thought. But somebody else looked at them and said, no, those are harmonics. So we had these harmonic things all over the room. And we didn't see them with our naked eyes, but the camera caught them. And before I go further, let me just explain to you the reason that we use a camera is because the camera will catch things that you don't know are there. The camera sees what is. We see with filters. We see what we believe or what we want to see, and sometimes what we don't want to see. But we don't see the reality. So when you get these really weird photos, you know, keep them and just kind of take a look at them, see what's really going on. So we had some beautiful stuff happening there. We had bending light also. So we had a red and a blue laser focused on one of the projectors, and the light is actually bent. And it's not just slightly bent, it's like a direct right angle bend, which was way interesting. Nothing was moving. The lasers don't move. You know, once they're positioned, that's it. They just stay there. And so so the light is moved, but you can see nothing else in the picture has moved. So that's kind of fun to show to a physicist, you know. Or to show it to an engineer, they just kind of stand there and scratch their head and go, I don't know what happened with that. And that's okay. You know, people ask me, what is this? I tell them, I have no idea what this is. All I can say is I can tell you what the energy was when it happened. And if we have it happen again, you know, we'll watch it closely also. So those are two of the things. We also had a lot of orbs with that group. Now, I've looked on the Internet about what are orbs, and there's lots of people talking about them. Some people think they're ghosts. Some people think they're ETs. Some people think they're the things that make the crop circles, and they come from Mother Gaia. I don't know what the heck they are. I saw that somebody had named them unified field plasmoids. Well, we had a lot of unified field plasmoids in a couple places. But the interesting thing to me was the ones that were in Christine's basement were markedly different from the ones that we saw outside. And I don't know why. The ones we saw outside came out on the film as kind of white, and if you did a close-up on them, they were different colors, like iridescent. And they were kind of uniform, you know, kind of like almost a living energy cell. The ones we got from Christine's basement had faces in them. Now, the thing that was interesting about that is that they weren't just human faces. You know, some of them looked like a cat. Some of them looked like a human embryo. You know, they had all these different things. One of them looked very organic and was actually a combination of red and blue. And it was like a fuzzy ball with these little red points sticking out of it in a spiral. Now, again, I have no idea what any of this means, but it was kind of interesting. So we thought, well, we're just going to keep on taking pictures. And also, you guys, I will be getting you, you know, photos of this if you don't have them. Some of these pictures were taken by the participants of the workshop. And so, you know, there may be duplicates, but when we get done with this thing in New York Monday, then we'll be sending more of these on to people so that you can, you know, really take your pick from the photos that people took. But interesting phenomena. We had a few other things going on. We had faces that showed up. And again, Christine, it was your house. So that was pretty interesting. We had a Catwoman face that showed up and was just kind of at the bottom of one of the concentric rings that opened up, the vortexes. Then we had the face that looked like Santa Claus, and then we looked at it again later, and it could have been a female face. You know, it was kind of fuzzy, so it's really hard to tell, but there are faces showing up in there. Then we're having, like, separate little orbs that are happening. You know, like, we'll open up the vortex, and there's stuff coming out of there. Now, one of the interesting things that came out, and I'm not sure where this was, but one of the things that came out is there was a black speck, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger in each subsequent photo. And we're looking at this going, what is this? And it was like a portal. And when you really blew it up, you could see behind that was another portal that was a different color. And behind that was another one that was a different color. So this is pretty exciting stuff. You know, we already know that these are communication devices when you combine them with all the other sacred geometry. I mean, they are anyway, but it was the combination of all these other things that really started to make it move. So we're going to look for more of these little portals. And, you know, we'll see what comes from there. But this got bigger and bigger and bigger. So we're actually looking at quite a few of these things that have been going on further. And about the only thing I can say about it is that I think the veils are getting thinner and that we're actually getting more movement coming through. I don't know what's going to happen. I can tell you that it's good, and I can tell you that all of a sudden there are a lot of people around the world that are saying the exact same thing that I've been saying on this tour and that I've been saying for the last year. We're all coming to the same understanding, which I think is way exciting. And it's the understanding not only of unconditional love and of getting rid of judgment and prejudice and greed, but also that of this connection. And people are starting to turn to each other and going, how can I help you? What can I do? And the groups are coming together. I'm excited. I think part of the reason that that's happening is because we are making this effort and we're all saying, yeah, we want to help not only ourselves but others. We want to help this planet. You know, we want to be part of this whole process of ascension. And we're going to keep looking for those portals, gang. You know, it's interesting stuff. And we got some other things going on. Also, Christine, I don't know if, and Jeannie, I don't know if you guys knew this. I think Eric was there when Madeline was doing this. I can't remember if you guys were. But we had everything set up, and, you know, the vortex gathering was over and everybody was kind of taking their turns, just, you know, having a little more fun. And Madeline was down there, you know, taking more photographs. And at one point, she got tired of playing with the music, and she leaned over and she said, "God, are you there?" And it responded. I was like, whoa, this is cool. Very cool stuff. So you guys should be very proud of yourselves. You set up a beautiful gathering. You called in the right people. And I'm really hoping that everybody's having some great, great experiences, and that they're able to really take something away from this that's going to help them. I know it's definitely helped as far as the whole scheme of things, because things are changing. So we have a great chance to change. So if you guys are listening and you want to call in, you're welcome to, and put you on the air here. And, you know, let's see if we can make some sense of what all this is. You know, because I will be the last person to try to tell you what it is. You know, I know that when I fool around with some of these things, things happen. But I can't explain it. And so far, there are many other people who are serving that can't explain it. Physicists, engineers, psychics. There's tons of people that have no way to explain it. All they can say is, wow. And, you know, wow's good enough. You know, I'd kind of like to know what's going on. But in the meantime, you know, we'll just go with what we got. So I'm trying to make sure I covered everything that happened at Christine's house. If I didn't, Christine, I apologize. You can remind me, and I'll try to get in on one of the further programs. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be bringing in more and more information on the vortex stuff as I can, and we'll see, you know, if we can make more sense of it. So if I forget something, don't despair. Hopefully I'll figure it out at some point. Okay. Then the next one that we went to was in the Cleveland area in Willoughby, and that was with Marjorie and John. And that was very interesting, too. We got some amazing movies from that one. And that one was kind of a bunch of people that really didn't know what they were getting into. And, well, that sounds really funny. It's not like we really know what we're getting into either, but but you know what I mean. Anyway, when we started that, there were some people who were very much into quantum physics, some people that were slightly into meditation, some people that were not into any of that but were kind of curious. So it was more of a mixed bag than it normally is. And it was quite interesting with the photos that we got. We did see the ancient face in there. We did see quite a few responses to requests. So what we're having now is we're having a lot of these things flashing at us. And they're flashing at us very rapidly. They're responding like instantly. It's like they know where we're going to show up, and they prepare the spot for us already. And then when we get there, it's just like, you know, start the show because here we are. And so we've had quite interesting things there, and Madeline and John were both gasping at what was happening with one of their projectors. They were getting blinded by the light, and it was something. So we've got some more good things going on there. Lots of flashing, lots of faces, lots of rings within rings and orbs within orbs, and almost like crop circles. Some of them were egg-shaped, some of them were eye-shaped, and they all had these stripes. And I'm not quite sure what that is either. But one of the things that we caught on one of the parties is we caught where the light turns not only white with gold around it, but a second one formed, which is what the scientists are showing actually happens with some of this quantum physics stuff that they're doing. So I'm pretty excited about that. We've got a lot of similarities going on. We also had something that looked like a cube being formed right out of the center. And so I was showing that in the lecture that I did. What else did we get? I don't know if we caught any orbs on that one or not, but we did catch a lot of things going on. We caught something that looked like a disc. And we kept looking at it and going, what is that? And we have it on video. what it looks like is it comes out and it looks kind of like an egg. And then all of a sudden it flattened out like it was a diaphragm or something that was like flexing in and out. And so we have this thing where it looks like a spaceship. And again, we have no idea what this is. But it was very interesting. So we've got that. We had quite a few shapes that started coming out. I think what's happening is that we're being shown how to manifest in the true way that, the universe does it. Now, I'm not sure, but from what I've read and what I've felt and what I've seen with this, I think that's what's going on. And so, you know, we'll continue experimenting. And again, Marjorie, thank you so much for what you did also. You've just been a delight, and we just had so much fun. You know, every place that we've been, we've really enjoyed ourselves, had a lot of fun with the people, and gosh, if you people get a chance to just go around the United States and do something like this, I heartily encourage you to do it. Because there's something happening. Oh, here we have a caller. Hello, caller. Who do we have?
This is Judy Collins.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am one of the people that was at Christine's house.
Yeah. Wasn't that great?
That was very great.
Yeah, we got some great photos of that.
That was interesting to see the lights that were showing up. No, I've never been to a vortex party, so.
Well, there haven't been any before.
Okay, no wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the only ones that are doing this because we discovered something that had to be shared. And I know that it's a manifestation portal also, but I know that because of the connection of love that happens, people's lives are changed. And they're always changed for the better. And they're always made grander by this whole thing.
Mm.
And so if you could talk a little bit about what you felt through this, that would be great.
Do you want to hear from that day or from since that day?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the experience of being in her basement was the most interesting thing that I experienced was the air.
Mm.
Because I've been a resident of Chicago, I know what basements feel like. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, always know that you're in a room in a house,
mm-hmm.
and the air that I noticed that the air was really outside air, like very crisp and clean.
Mm.
From the time that I walked down into the basement, you already had the crystals set up and the
projectors. Oh yeah, everything was set up.
Yeah,
interesting.
And one of the things that I declared in the time that I was in that party was to live in a world of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And the very next day, I found $5 in a pocket.
Wow.
And then the next day, somebody gave me $150.
Ooh.
And then by Wednesday, I had a call from I'm a recruiter by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And companies work with me to find people to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd closed the deal. I'd actually had a person hired by a company, but the relationship with the company had deteriorated. I wasn't getting any calls. No emails were being returned. There was no person to record any message. Nobody was talking to me. And on Wednesday, I had a call from the company. So I'm expecting it's their legal department saying they're not going to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hear instead is, since you haven't worked with us before, I need your email to send you the documents to be a new vendor.
Wow.
Now that represents a fee of over $20,000.
Oh, baby.
Which was no longer in my space as a argument or fight or I'm not going to get it. It was suddenly, of course, we're going to do what we should do.
Wow. Oh, that is awesome. Way to go, girl.
It rocked my world.
Yeah. And see, what I want to impress upon people is how simple it is if you just get out of the way. You know, just let it happen. You know, I mean, this is not some magic woo-woo stuff. What this is real science. It's quantum physics and quantum mechanics, and it's plasma physics and things like that. And so you know, when you really get into it and suspend your disbelief, then these things happen. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Our lives should always be like that.
Yeah. It was fun. So thanks for coming to Chicago.
Yeah, that was great. And you guys were all so wonderful. I had a problem with the environment myself, but, you know, I come from the desert. I'm a wimp, you know, when it comes to wet stuff. So I have to, like, acclimate myself to this stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do if I go back to the desert. I guess I'm going to have to, figure something out because I had a problem with, to me, it's like I'm like trying to breathe water.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in the, you know, the moister air. I'm not used to that anymore.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, you know, it was great, and I just loved being there and meeting everybody. And gosh, you know, everybody there was just so nice. And, you know, Christine went way out of her way to welcome us into her home and to help us with everything. And gosh, I just appreciate all you guys so much. And, you know, we left there with such love in our hearts for everybody.
That was great.
Yeah. I mean, it really is about connection. And now, tell me, how do you feel as far as connection with others since then?
I find an easy time to be with people.
Mm.
It's easy to be with wherever they're at.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah,
you know, I hadn't thought about it. I've been telling Madeline, you know, we were in Brooklyn and in Manhattan for a couple days, and now we're in Pennsylvania. But I said, you know, I'm really surprised because I enjoyed New York, and I remember being a kid and hating New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were just visiting, but I wanted to get the hell out of there. And I kept saying, why would I want to go to New York City? You know, and now that I've been there as an adult and after working with the Vortex and the connection with people that I've been able to get, I'm so happy to see that kind of difference, and I really appreciate you sharing that, because that just kind of went ping in my brain. I went, oh yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it didn't bother me is because I do feel connected.
Right.
That's amazing stuff, isn't it?
It is. Very
awesome. Thank you so much for calling and giving me that report.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, cool. So maybe we'll see you again when we swing through, huh?
Yes, when you swing through again, I'll be there.
Okay, excellent. Well, maybe we'll be doing 1,000 people next time. We'll see.
Okay. Okay. Thanks,
Thank
Dr.
you.
Valerie.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. Bye-bye. That was great. And so now, let's see, I was talking about Marjorie and John. So we had a great time there, spent a couple days there. Let's see, maybe 4 days. I can't remember now. But landed in the Cleveland area and just had fun there. And, you know, what I'm noticing is people are waking up. This is so important, and I'm so gratified. My heart is so filled with joy that I'm actually getting to see this, because I had despaired of ever seeing that. And, you know, there are a lot of us that have been working at this for a long time, and we just get tired. And, you know, you just kind of go, oh, my God, when is it going to change? When are people going to wake up and find the truth? When are people going to do what they're supposed to be doing? And, you know, when we finally got a chance to kind of sit for a few days and, you know, not have to run out the door and drive 16 hours, you know, which was, you know, when we were at Marjorie's house, we got a chance to kind of let down a little bit and go, oh, yeah, you know, let's contemplate what's going on here and, you know, and what have we noticed so far. And I have noticed the people. The people are amazing. Not just the people we stayed with, but the people they brought in, too, for the most part. And we have another caller. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Valerie. It's Jeannie White in Chicago. How are you?
Hey, Jeannie. How are you, sweetie?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Hey,
thank you,
know,
you so much.
You know,
talking,
I miss you guys, and you know, I think about you guys every day. I send my love to you every day.
Yeah,
and
we get it.
I so totally appreciate that you stopped through Chicago and you've really connected our group and created a lot of possibilities and a lot of energy going on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And while you were talking about the orbs, some of those pictures that you were talking about I took with my camera, and so I was clicking and magnifying the pictures. And I see the orb that has the embryo in it.
Yes, isn't it interesting?
I've never seen that before. I'm like, oh, my God, those aren't like little specks on a picture. They're 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's stuff going on in there. And you know, I have to think that a lot of times when this stuff happens, well, I know, I'm going to tell you the quantum physics version of this right now. What the scientists have found out, and this includes Dr. Tiller, who's doing a lot of stuff on orbs, what they have found out is that the orbs are consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may be a consciousness that's about to come, like it's going to become manifest in our universe, or it could be something that's, you know, from another dimension that's phasing through and we're allowing that to happen. But whatever it is actual active consciousness, interactive consciousness. Now, that's like, whoa, that's amazing.
And I like it because, you know, the group that was in Christine's basement all are on that path.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so we just attracted one another, and we attracted, you know, your gathering, and so it's just good stuff. I wanted to tell you what's happened since you were here.
Oh, great.
You discovered an issue with mold in Christine's home. You discovered an issue with mold in me, in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so since then, I have just said, okay, it's time to get healthy, it's time to cleanse, it's time to, you know, take responsibility.
Good.
And just the people that I've met and the opportunities that are opening up, I mean, I met a gentleman who owns a raw food restaurant.
Ooh.
And I volunteered in his restaurant last weekend, and he had a cooking class going on. So I got to wash some dishes and watch and teach people how to cook raw food. And
cool.
I decided that's the way that I'm going to head because you were also saying, you know, cleanse your body and the mold can't live there.
Exactly.
And one of the girls who was there, Mary, and our Eric's friend Mary that was in our gathering, owns one of those ozone generators. I'm ozoning my home, and my boss said he's going to buy one for my office. And so just I'm totally on the path to clearer vision. And then just conversations with you and Madeline, you guys just come from love and you come from connection and you come from just hearing the source. You know, so I'm talking to you guys about what's my path and where am I going and what am I going to do. And you know what? None of that matters. What matters is that we stay an open vessel and we hear the messages and we just follow.
Exactly.
And that's what I got out of that, because I don't have to run around and try to find things. I just have to be an open book, open to receive, open to hearing, and that's what I wanted to share.
You got it. You totally got it. That's what I'm out there preaching about. You know, it's like people, you know, like when I did the lecture on Sunday at the New Life Expo, you know, the first thing people want to know is, well, how many of these do I have to buy? And I tell them, you don't have to buy any of this. It's all within you. You know, I mean, if you want to buy it, I'm happy to sell it to you. I am a distributor, and I'll hook you up with all this stuff that will create all this stuff for you, you know, because I've experimented with it enough to know how to do that. But you know, I don't want people to think they have to go out and buy something. Rather, what they have to do is go within. So I'm so glad that you got it.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And now, how are you feeling physically since you started these changes?
Well, the week, it's really a up and down thing. If I could summarize to say, well, stress affects my health, and the mold affects my health, and my situation at work with my boss affects my health. Well, I'm going to tie it to one word. I'm going to tie it to the word vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything, whether my boss is yelling or whether I'm running and have a runner's high or whatever the situation is, the better I feel about myself and the more excited that I am, the more that I feel good, my health is better.
Absolutely.
And so I don't have to worry about all that other stuff. All I have to continue to think about, because I actually called up a friend today, the one in New Mexico I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
and it was such a positive conversation. That man exudes so much love that when I hung up the phone with him, my health was 10 times better
wow.
the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It was just like being around you guys, you know?
Cool.
So, anyway.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm so appreciative. And I just, I mean, my heart is warm. This is what feeds my soul. You know, when people get those connections, when we get there heart to heart, and we are really there with that person, present 100% in the moment, that's what I live for. Because that's when you're really, really alive. And, you know, all this other stuff is extraneous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is. You know, people can live wherever they want to live and do whatever they want to do. But if they're not doing that connection, then they're not really alive. And if they're not present and in that moment with that person, then, you know, what are they doing? Where are they? They're in the past or they're in the future, but they're not there. And, you know, here and now is all we have. So so I appreciate that you guys were so present. And you know, like I said, it's amazing. It's amazing being with the people and just being able to interact, you know, just as people. You know, I mean, we've been in some really expensive high-dollar homes, and we've been in some really poor places and everything in between. And what we're seeing is that people are all the same when you get right down to it. You know, no matter what somebody's walk in life is, no matter how much stuff they have or don't have, still in their heart, they are creations of the one Creator. So, you know, when you make that connection, it's like all that other superfluous stuff just kind of goes away. And you go, wow, yeah, there's a real person who's alive, and we're interacting. And so that was cool. And the thing that was so cool about that gathering is that the people really, really got into it, and they did also, well, they've pretty much gotten into it at most of the places we've gone. But the thing that was interesting is all those orbs, and then when we got the harmonics floating, oh, and I forgot to mention, in some of those pictures, and I can't remember if you took this picture or not, there's a gold flame letter, or what I call the flame letters, and it's over Christine's head. And I said, wow, look at that. And I showed it to her. And then I noticed there was this gold one someplace else in the room. What I want to point out is that we have red lasers, we have green lasers, and we have one blue laser. We have no gold lasers. None. And yet we had a gold squiggle.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of go, isn't that interesting? We also had on Sue's back, there was a set of projectors right behind her, and we can show the projectors powering up and flashing energy right in the middle of her back, so right into the back of her heart. Very interesting stuff. So I think we're going to find out a few more things, you know, next time we come through. And I, you know, we're continuing to experiment anyway, but we're finding out how this stuff works a little bit better. And by people giving us feedback, we're able then to change the next one, you know, and get more of the phenomena we had and jump it up another step. So we're continually going up by steps and seeing what's going on with that. And gosh, I wish I could take Misa with me at every one of these things too. If you guys could have heard her toning when she was in Colorado, boy, that lit some things up. You know, we had some real interesting energies. So now my next question to you, Jeannie, would be, what's been happening in Christine's basement since?
You know what? I don't think she has shared that, but she did say, Jeannie, come over and bring your mold machine.
Oh.
I'm curious how it's going to react once we clean it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's so hard because, you know, you live here in the East, and you all have basements, which are kind of damp and moldy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then with all the flooding and everything that's been going on and the warmth that we've had, I mean, these homes that were built way back when, they were not meant to be in this heat that we've got. And so, you know, you've got a really difficult condition going on, and we have more and more weird molds and spores in the air because of what happened in Louisiana. And it gets sent all over the place. So, you know, I think that people need to be really cognizant of that stuff because it's, I mean, I'm so sensitive to it that I was like, oh, my God, by the second day I was dying, you know.
I know. I could tell your energy decreased. I was like, there's something wrong.
Yeah, it was way wrong. I was so sick, and I started clearing up. Within a couple hours of being out of there, I started clearing up, and I still got some after effects of it. But you know, I think that we don't appreciate what our bodies have to go through. And, you know, I pity the people that have to travel all over the world all the time, because if you're jumping in and out of different zones, oh, my God, that must be so difficult. But the thing that we have to be careful of now, and the reason I'm saying this, I'll tell you in a minute, but the reason we have to be so careful with molds and things like that is because there are things happening with the human body that we don't know how to fix. Nobody knows how to fix it. And I'm talking about Morgellons disease and things like that. So there's a lot of things going on. And, you know, the friendly stuff you might have been living with since you were a kid all of a sudden may not be so friendly because of the influx of other foreign things, you know, from other countries or other cities or states or whatever. It's just, it's getting really kind of scary. And so the main thing that I need to tell people about this stuff is that if you have lower life forms living within you like that, it will halt your spiritual growth. And that includes yeast. And, you know, I mean, we like beer and cheese and wine and bread and stuff like that. It all has yeast in it. And so if for some reason it gets into your body, it'll clog up your body. And then you have to, you know, try to clear it out. So anytime you have that foreign stuff running around in your bloodstream, you're in trouble. And spiritually, I can tell you that when I had the Morgellons thing going on, it was like there was a black cage that was coming up around my heart. And up to that point, I had been flipped in and out of my body pretty quickly. And at one point, it started to come out of my body. And I couldn't. It stopped me dead. And I went, wow, what the heck is going on? So I went over to see my buddy in Sedona that does the ozone stuff and said, you know, I think I need some ozone because, you know, something's wrong here. And he said, well, what makes you think that? I said, I feel like I have this cage around my heart, yada, 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 you know. And he started doing the ozone intravenously, and within 2 minutes, the cage left my heart. And he said, oh, my God, it was systemic. And it didn't look like anything. The original lesion I had didn't look like much at all. And so, you know, there's things going on now that are growing in our bodies because of the heat, because of the pollution, because of the fact that we don't eat right. You know, we've got all these additives in our food, and we're getting irradiated from every which way. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. So it's very vitally important for people to keep themselves as free of this stuff as possible. So, yeah, I'm expecting that as the stuff dies off in you, you're going to feel pretty miserable. And, you know, that would not be such a shock because that would be what I call a healing crisis. So, you know, be prepared for that. And you might have a couple days you feel like you have the worst case of flu ever.
Mm.
But that's part of it. It's the die-off of the organisms.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I can verify what you're saying about the spirituality. I mean, like today I was sitting at my desk, and when I'm working and I can hardly open up my eyes to see, and I'm struggling, and I know the mold is there sitting messing up with my eyes and my brain and stuff, I get cloudy, and I can't even think. And then in the evening, and my eyes open up, and I get clear, I can see, I can think. You know, it's crazy.
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird, it's scary, it's freaky. It's, you know, and so I feel very like your visit was so timely for my health. And, you know, I'm going around and talking to people about mold now, and for some reason it's on a lot of people's minds.
Oh.
And so-and-so just bought an ozone thing, or so-and-so selling this ionized water or whatever, and different people are dealing with mold. It's interesting.
Well, it's increasing. And, you know, I did a couple programs, you know, when Louisiana went under. I did programs with Jeanette Gallagher, who's a naturopathic physician from there, who lives there. And she said people have no idea what's happening. Mm-hmm. She said these houses that have been here for hundreds of years have come down, and the mold and the stuff that's coming out of them, nobody's ever seen anything like it. They don't know what it is. And she said, we can't get anybody interested in it. And at that time, I tried to get people to understand this is a worldwide problem, because when the wind blows, it gets taken up in the wind, and it goes downstream. And it'll go around the entire Earth. It only takes a couple days for the wind to completely move from one end of the planet to the other. And so what's happening over in Iraq, what's happening in Louisiana, what's happening in Russia, what's happening in Africa, all that stuff affects us directly, but most people don't understand that. So now my question is always, when you see some weird kind of mold, where's that from? And I mean, that Stachybotrys mold, that stuff is horrible. That's killing people. And you know, it is a neurotoxin. Most molds put out a neurotoxic gas. And it will affect you in horrible ways. And so it's vitally important that we deal with these issues, you know, as soon as possible. And, you know, spiritually, oh, my God, you know, the only saving grace that we've got in this world the way it is our true spiritual connection. And if you can't maintain that, then you're in big trouble. So this is why it's so important. And I harp on this stuff all the time. People are like, yeah, she's talking about it again. You know, but then they kind of wake up once in a while and go, oh, well, I didn't know that this is why.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've got to get everybody cleaned up as much as possible.
I know. I feel like that's going to be in my future somehow. So thank you again.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you so much for setting that up. And listeners, all you have to do if you want to set up a vortex gathering is give us a call. You know, and we'll tell you when we're going to be in the area, or we'll set something up. And we're a little loose right now. We're just trying to get through the New York stuff and see what we're going to do. Because we did connect with a really incredible healer there, and she's such a sweetheart. And I'm going to go ahead and plug her store. She is the owner and operator of Essence of Life in Brooklyn. And Rebecca, thank you so much for, you know, putting us up and working on us and just sharing. And, you know, anybody that's in the New York area, if you can help at their place, you know, I don't know what to tell you other than please help. You know, it's so important. This is a woman who saved so many people's lives, and it's just incredible. And you know, they need some help over there. You know, they need somebody that can build cabinets and bookshelves and do stuff like that, you know, volunteer work. So I'm kind of banging the drum for some volunteers to go over and help there. And, you know, let's all help each other. And that's the thing I want to point out. Every place that we've been on this tour, every single group, we've sat there and looked eye to eye at each other and said, we have to help each other. And so we're just, you know, keeping the group cohesive and just letting each other know what has to be done. And, you know, Jeannie, that's one of the things that I found so heartwarming and just so wonderful, that we could kind of all get to that point and just say, yeah, we're going to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. And I see that I am out of time. As usual, I blab the whole show away.
Well, I'm going to hang up. Love you very much.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, we are going to be at the Meta Center in New York tomorrow, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. That's in Manhattan, Meta Center, New York. And if you guys are in the area and you want to come over, we're doing a workshop. It's $165, and we are doing Create Your Own Quantum Physics Device Workshop, and I'll teach you some of the mantras that we use that are working, that are opening up vortexes and things. So it'll be pretty darned exciting. Anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate your calls. I appreciate your listening. I love you guys so much. You have no idea how important you are to me, and you're always in my heart. So thank you for listening. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night. It's clear.